brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello on this Friday, 6/21. This is David Knight, and we are here live in Austin, but Alex Jones is not here. Actually, Alex is working on the next big blockbuster, the next installment of the Obama deception. You know, it's very important, these documentaries. People ask why we cover Hollywood, why we review films, why we do documentaries. In a documentary, you can lay out the facts in a way that you just don't have time to cover it on the news. So we can cover what's happening, and it's important that you know what's going on, keep your ear to the ground, and keep informed. But when you really want to understand what's behind the news, when you really want to get the broader and deeper picture, nothing does that like a documentary. So we're all about documentaries here. As a matter of fact, we've got an exclusive on State of Mind, which is a new documentary coming out from the people that brought us the Noble Lie, which was a expose of the Oklahoma City bombing. State of Mind, the Psychology of Mind Control. And if you pre-book that right now, you get a free copy of The American Dream. It's a great cartoon version that explains what's going on with our banking system, how we got into this mess, follows the money trail. It does it in a very fun, very informative way for people. It's a great way to wake people up. But, you know, the mind control thing is also very important. It's important for people to understand that this is something that is not just, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. This is something that's been going on for a long time. It's been discussed. It's been released in classified documents that have been declassified. The government's been working on this since the 50s, at least. And this is something that is in our second hour. We're going to have on the show Dr. William Pepper. And he is actually defending Sirhan Sirhan. You might think that's an open and shut case. Actually, it isn't. There's some new evidence that was brought to light by some advances in technology in 2004. They discovered an audio recording that had not really been analyzed before, and they didn't really have the technology to analyze it before 2004. But with this new technology, with this new recording, they heard that there were not just 8 gunshots that is what could be held from Sirhan Sirhan's gun, but actually 13. And so we're going to be talking to Dr. Pepper, and he was also involved in a trial of James Earl Ray, the accused assassin of Martin Luther King. And he never had a trial because he confessed. Seems like they always manage to get people to have a confession, plea bargain them down to a life in prison or something like that. So they don't have to have a trial, so there's no discovery or discussion of the evidence. And that's what happened in James Earl Ray's case. And he never had a trial, but this was the trial that he never had, and was done as a television trial with Dr. Pepper, and the King family wanted to have this trial done. And we'll be talking to him about the revelations of that. We've also got Paul Joseph Watson coming up in the third hour. And we're going to be talking about this breaking case of Michael Hastings in L.A. And it has all the hallmarks, in my opinion, of a bomb and not a simple car accident. It just doesn't look like any kind of car accident, any kind of fire. Fiery crashes are very rare. You typically don't see the engine ejected at a 90-degree angle. There's a picture of it up there on the screen. You don't see that the kind of damage to the front end that's going to cause the fire to start. Fires in cars that are fatal typically happen because someone crashes it into a wall and gets pinned into it and the engine catches fire. Well, the engine was ejected. There wasn't that much damage done to the front end. And the engine was ejected at kind of a 90-degree angle from where they were. That's not typical in crashes, and it's not typical of a new Mercedes. They really do have some pretty good technology in terms of keeping the engines in the cars, believe it or not. That's kind of where they hang their bailiwick, is on the safety issue, and they do it as good as anybody else, if not better. So we're going to be talking to Paul about that in the third hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introduce using Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'll be here the first 2 hours. The third hour, we're going to have Jakari Jackson and Paul Joseph Watson. Now, we're going to go through the news here in just a little bit, but, you know, it's amazing what we do for our listeners. I actually threw myself on the sword last night and went to see World War Z. Yeah, I actually paid to see that. And we're going to have Alex talking about his anticipation of it because he had read the book. He knew what was the book was about. Actually, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio got into a bidding war as to who is going to be able to film that. And Brad Pitt won, for better or worse, and they actually made something called a movie out of that, I guess you could call it. But Alex talked about the themes that were in the book. He talked about early releases of the script. And I can give you a review. I'll talk about the political aspects of it. I'll tell you right now that, you know, there's movies that you see that you really like. And then there's movies that you see and you say, you know, I could have waited to see that and seen it on Netflix or on cable. And then there's movies that, like, how did I waste 2 hours of my life? Well, World War Z is in that last category. I want my 2 hours of my life back. Not even the money that I wasted. I just want the time I wasted back. It was not even entertaining from the standpoint of an action film or a horror film or a suspense film or a science fiction film. It didn't deliver on any of those aspects. And just kind of, if you've seen the previews, you've seen the special effect shots. You've seen the mass of humanity piling on top of each other like a bunch of ants. And that kind of sums up the whole attitude of the movie towards mankind. But we'll talk about the political underscoring of that. And that's why we do film reviews, is because it's important to understand how powerful film is. Because it acts on not just an intellectual level, but it also acts on a subliminal level. You know, film is so effective because it manipulates our emotions at the same time that we're looking at what's on the screen. Movie soundtracks are so important, so much of a part of manipulating your emotions. But it's just a very visceral entertainment medium, and it really is able to deliver very deep messages to you, very subliminal messages. So it's important to take a step back and to look objectively at what is actually in these films. And we're going to be doing that a lot more here at InfoWars. And Alex has a film review comparing Superman to World War Z. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. And I'll follow up and tell you how they changed it from what was anticipated. But we've got in the news, of course, we're still looking at the Hastings death that happened in L.A. The FBI, these are some of the headlines on InfoWars. The FBI is saying that there's no investigation involving journalist Michael Hastings. Well, I guess which investigation are they talking about? Are they talking about the investigation where he tweeted just hours before he died that he was being investigated by the FBI? Or are they talking about they're not going to investigate the strange appearance of the car accident? It's probably the latter. Ted Cruz is launching a national petition against the Gang of Eight's bill. He said, have to stop this immigration bill. He said they're going to grant amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants. You know, there's kind of a pattern of behavior that you see with the government. They'll go in and do the illegal, as Henry Kissinger said, the illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little bit longer. They'll go in over and over again, violate the law, and we're seeing that happening now with the NDAA. They've released a new version of the NDAA for 2014, and what they're doing is they're putting in provisions. We've always been upset about this indefinite detention provision, Section 1023. They're now proposing another section that is going to give them legal cover for the kind of data collection, data mining, data storage that we all know that they've been doing for a long time, secretly, illegally, unconstitutionally. And so now they're going to pass a law to do that. Same thing is happening with illegal immigration. We know that it's illegal, but they're trying to pretend that it's not illegal. They do it even though it's against the law. They don't enforce the laws. They break the laws. And then eventually what they do to cover themselves, they amend the laws. And that's what we see is really happening with the Illegal Immigration Act right now. McClatchy, Washington Bureau, reports that government could use metadata to map your every move. Could use? They've been doing that for a very long time. We've got another one here. Lawyers are eyeing the NSA data as a treasure trove for evidence in murder and divorce cases. And I guess you could make the case that if the government has information that's in a criminal case, if they have it in their possession, they should surrender that. And but they're assuming that once they have taken our private information, once they've stolen our private information unconstitutionally, illegally, then that information is now secure and belongs to them. We've got 25,000 dead bumblebees discovered in Oregon. This is the largest documented bumblebee death in the western U.S., according to a conservation biologist, Rich Hatfield. They said they've never seen any kind of die-off of bumblebees on this scale before, and they're aware of a pesticide application in the vicinity, but have not yet identified the active ingredients. Well, there's some people that have done some research on that. And we've seen in other cases, people making cases that it is Roundup and some other chemicals and pesticides. We'll see what conclusions they come to. Seems like Monsanto, though, is kind of a special protected species. It's almost like an endangered species protection list that they've got. Nothing that Monsanto can do is basically ever called into question. And then we've got this story here about water. We've got a video that kind of lays this out. We're going to throw that in just a second. And it's a story about some people going before a water board and complaining about their cloudy water and foul-tasting water. And the person who's there basically tells them, don't make unsubstantiated claims because we'll treat that as terrorism. Let's take a look at that video.
You might know, I think you're trying to answer your question.
Look, you guys have come up here and expressed concerns about water quality on several occasions. You brought us a stack of complaints. We called every one of them and said, do you have water problems? Do you want us to come test your water? Guess how many we got to say?
I've got your report right here, so I know exactly.
Yeah.
Let me ask, is one phone call a sufficient investigation of such serious complaints?
Well, we called them and said, do you want us to come down and test your water? No.
Let me throw
one thing out there just so you're aware, okay? We take water quality very seriously, very, very seriously. But you need to make sure that when you make water quality complaints, you have basis, because federally, if there's no water quality issues, that can be considered under Homeland Security an act of terrorism.
Can you say that again, please?
What I'm saying is, if you've got concerns about your drinking water, that's very important. We take that very seriously. But under federal regulation, if you make allegations against the public water supply that are unfounded, then that can be considered under Homeland Security an act of terrorism, because you're trying to allege things.
Who would the you be in this case, Mr. Smith?
I'm just saying, I'm not making any accusations. I'm just saying
that
That's good.
I hope you can hear that. The audio quality is not quite what we'd like to have, but you can hear that he says, you got to be very careful because under federal regulations, I could call you a terrorist if, we do this. Just don't question your masters. You say something about the water quality. We've gone from being ridiculed and being laughed at. Back in North Carolina, we had some people at Planet InfoWars, they got together in social networking. That's our InfoWars social networking site. They got together to decide they would do some activism back in North Carolina. And the first thing they decided they would do would be go down to city council and talk to them about fluoridation of the water. And they were not only laughed at and cut off, they wouldn't allow them to run a piece that had been run by a local news crew talking about fluoridation and seriously taking a look at why it's been outlawed in European countries and other places, and they would not look at the health effects of that. They would not consider the idea as to whether or not, even if it was effective, do you really want to try to medicate people through the water supply? Is that the way that you deliver meds, is through the water supply? So they not only laughed at them, but they toasted them and mocked them with a glass of tap water. And now we've got officials in Tennessee saying, if you come in and talk about the quality of your water, I might just call you a terrorist. And he keeps throwing around the names of Homeland Security and federal laws as if that's supposed to scare people. Well, you know, we got something at the federal government. It's called the Constitution. And you don't amend the Constitution by passing an Appropriations Act for the military like the NDAA. You know, they didn't amend the Constitution with Section 1023 by passing a law. If the law is unconstitutional, it's still unlawful. And all the assertions of that doesn't change. No matter how draconian they get, it doesn't change. It just shows that they are oath breakers and criminals if they violate the Constitution, especially when they pass a law. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. And we're going to have a very interesting guest coming up in the top of the next hour. We're going to have Dr. William Pepper. Now, this is a lawyer, a human rights lawyer, who defended Martin Luther King and is trying to get a retrial for Sirhan Sirhan. There's some interesting new evidence about the trial of Sirhan Sirhan that came about 9 years ago with new technology. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Pepper about that. We're going to talk to him about the trial that was held for James Earl Ray that was never had a trial before for James Earl Ray because he just pleaded guilty. So they had a trial at the request of the King family Dr. Pepper is a close friend of the King family, was a very good friend of Martin Luther King Jr. before he was killed. And they really wanted to get to the bottom of this because there was a lot of questions about the circumstances surrounding his death. Just as we see, there's a lot of circumstances and that are suspicious about the death of Michael Hastings in L.A. This is something we covered a couple of nights ago on the nightly news. It's something we talked a great deal about yesterday. It's something we're going to continue to talk about because the government is just coming out and doing things like tapping people's phones and breaking every kind of constitutional protection that we've got is just being ignored openly now by the government. We were looking at the evidence of it the other day, and Rob Jacobson had a great comment. He said they just really don't care anymore. I mean, it used to be that the government did these types of things in secret that they're doing in open today. And they used to try to hide when they violated the law, when they killed people. But now we've got books being written by Pulitzer Prize winning author, The Way of the Knife. Mark Mazzetti just came out talking about how Obama and George Bush are using the Secret Service as well as, well, not the Secret Service, but the CIA as well as military in ways that they've never used them before openly. And just open assassination against people. And we also have the NSA scandals as far as the breaking tips of the iceberg now that we're starting to see is something that we've known has been going on for quite some time, but now they're revealing little bits of it. We've got a video coming up here in just a few minutes. If you remember a couple of days ago, there was some amazing video from the USA pageant and Miss USA pageant, and they were asking them questions about these revelations about spying and data interception. And they were just fine with that. They had no problem at all with it. So we're wondering what would happen if they actually gave the right answer to that. And here's a short video about that.
Judge number three, Nene Leakes, your question, please.
Recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
Well, Nene, it sounds like you're referring to an oft-quoted but erroneous interpretation of a Census Bureau report that claims female workers earn 77 cents for every dollar made by a man, a wage disparity that mostly, but not completely, disappears when you contrast the relative earning power of both genders in equivalent occupations, which is why PolitiFact gave President Obama a rating of mostly false when he repeated this error on national television. Look, here he is.
So to anyone who says 77 cents on the dollar sounds pretty close to equal, I say, your math is bad.
Thank you. World peace out.
Thank you, Utah. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, there we go. Well, you know, it's not just the government doing things that are illegal and doing it in our face, but it's also the way that they're interacting with people. And as I said earlier in the show, I went to see World War Z last night, and just the us versus them mentality of the government elite. And that's really what they're focusing on in this movie. They're trying to set up the idea that if you're part of the military, if you're part of the government, you're going to be taken care of. Everybody else is either helpless or they're kind of a rabid problem, a rabid disease, a virus. That's something that we've seen, a meme that we've seen for a long time from people with the Gaia group. They basically posited this idea that Gaia is the spirit of the earth and a living organism. And as a living organism, humans are basically a destructive virus that at best needs to be contained, but it would be optimal if we could just wipe it out. And I have to say, that was really the feeling I got watching that movie last night, World War Z. But what comes from that kind of a mentality, a kind of us versus them, a kind of attitude that if you do something and you're part of the insider group, you're part of the official people with uniforms, you don't ever get called into question for anything you do. And we're going to be talking to somebody right after the break whose daughter, 11-year-old daughter, was tasered by police. How about that? The police couldn't handle an 11-year-old girl. They had to taser her. We're going to be talking to him right after the break, so stay tuned. You won't want to miss this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. And we have a very, very disturbing story coming up here about a young girl who was tasered by the police. Now, I don't know if you've seen the recent previews for the movie that's coming out in August, Elysium. But the beginning of that trailer tape is a very disturbing scene, which is becoming more and more like the operating principle for our police in this country. In that scene, the star of the film, Matt Damon, is asked by a robotic cop something about what he's got in his bag or some kind of a question. And he kind of gives a little bit of a comedic, sarcastic answer. And the robot police just beat him to a pulp, basically. And that's what we're starting to see right now in the United States. Because what's happening is, no matter what the police do, they're simply given some kind of an administrative leave, maybe an unpaid, or maybe it's a paid leave where they're taken off of their duty. They get a vacation. They actually get rewarded in many cases, if you want to look at it. If they get a few days off and get an unpaid leave, or even if in some cases a paid leave while this is being investigated, and then they're reinstated. Even in situations where the police chief wants to get rid of the officer because of the brutality, he is opposed by the unions. And the officer is kept on. We've got a case coming out of Oregon that was written up by Don Salazar yesterday. Oregon State Police taser autistic child found wandering naked. He says in this article, when police found a confused and naked 11-year-old girl wandering a stretch of highway along the I-5 corridor in Oregon, they didn't exactly offer her a ride home. Instead, the responding officer determined the best course of action would be to taser her. Now, what was happening was a cab driver, Adam Bednar, came across this young girl walking down the highway, confused. She was nude and threw him a smile, indicating she wasn't fully aware of where she was or what she was doing. He said he thought she was drugged in some way, thought she might be on bath salts or meth or something like that. So he drove alongside her while he called the police. The trooper that arrived called for her to stop, and when she didn't obey the cop, he threatened to taser, and he did. Now, we have a report from a local news station here that let's go ahead and throw to that report and see what they actually talked to some witnesses there, that report.
The young woman seen walking confused and naked right here near a milepost 18 on I-5 is a juvenile. And because of that, state police aren't releasing her name or the exact details around her condition. But one eyewitness says the situation was like nothing he had ever seen.
It was a sight Adam Bednar says he wishes he could forget.
I don't know how to describe it, really. It was just shocking. That was all. You know, I couldn't believe that it was happening.
OSP officials describe a young girl, unresponsive and confused, wandering naked along the highway. It was Adam that first found her there.
I stopped the car in the middle of the freeway. I backed up. And she kind of looked in my window. She kind of laughed and kept on walking.
Adam drove alongside her while he called police. He says the trooper who arrived called for her to stop and threatened twice to tase her. After giving no response, two little red dots appeared on her back, then metal barbs.
She seized up and she just fell face first on the ground.
OSP officials say it was necessary to prevent her from wandering further into the road and putting herself in danger. Adam, who helps troopers apprehend the girl in the hood of his car, says he isn't so sure.
She wasn't going off the road. She was set on walking down the freeway. And I think that had she waited for backup, they probably could have got her without the taser.
As for the reasons for her behavior, state police say she likely has autism. Adam says whatever it was, it was baffling.
I thought she was drugged. I thought she was on, you know, maybe bath salts. Too much math, something.
What is certain is that the young girl was not the victim of a crime, and she is reportedly safe with her family. But Adam says he isn't about to forget this case anytime soon.
Wow. The craziest experience of my life.
State police say the young woman in this case won't be charged with any crimes because she wasn't aware of her surroundings. They say the use of force is done at an officer's discretion, but they will be reviewing it to make sure it meets their policies. In Ashland, Justin Bork, Newswatch 12.
That's just amazing. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and don't tell me that a cop couldn't control an 11-year-old girl without tasering her. That is the most cowardly, disgusting thing I've ever heard, that someone would do that to an 11-year-old girl. Don't they have any capability of handling these situations? I mean, the whole idea of having a taser is that they're not exposing themselves to undue risk. Do they really feel like that 11-year-old girl presents a threat to the officer that he needs to use that? The fact that it's non-lethal force doesn't really mean anything. We've had people die from being tasered. You have people seriously injured from being tasered. As he said, she fell face forward when he tasered her. I just don't understand how the government allows police officers to get away with this time and time again. And when they do, it just makes them worse the next time. We've got on the phone here the father of the young girl who was tasered. And we want to ask him a few questions and get his comments on that. As a father, I'm absolutely outraged about that. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I don't want to use your name without any permission. Well, they've got it in there. You wanted to put your name up there, but that's fine. Tell us a little bit about this from your perspective.
Well, basically, we got a call at a little before six in the morning from the Oregon State Police that they had my daughter. We have our house very well secured, but she's clever. Even though she doesn't talk, she's very clever, very perceptive, and she managed to unscrew the security mechanism we had on the window. And they call them runners. There's a lot of autistic children that have this characteristic. They like to, once they get out, they just run in whatever direction they want to go. She loves cars, and where are the most cars? On the freeway. She doesn't understand the danger. She doesn't understand any of that. But she got out, we got a call at 6 in the morning, said they had my daughter. And I was grateful that they brought her back safe. Of course, as a parent, you got to be grateful for that, that they bring your daughter back safe. But later developments, I hear that they had to taser her in order to bring her in. And it would seem that a naked, handicapped female wandering down the freeway, tasers would not be necessary in order to apprehend a child. I mean, tasers are dangerous. They can cause fatalities.
Oh, absolutely. Do you find your daughter physically threatening or intimidating when you are around her? Other people find her very large and scary that you feel like the police would be justified in terms of tasering her?
Not at all. No. I mean, she is physically fit, but she certainly is not threatening. She's very gentle. She giggles. I'm sure when she was wandering down the freeway, she thought this was the greatest thing in the world. She was probably happy just cruising down the freeway. I mean, I know how she is when she gets out. She just thinks it's the greatest thing. She's happy. And the police have this way of always escalating the situation. Yep. They don't try to bring the situation down and apprehend a suspect in a diplomatic manner. They do it by escalating the situation.
Well, they pull up and they start making demands.
Right.
First thing they do is say, do this, do that. If you don't do that, then I'm going to tase you if you don't do what I say. And then they go ahead and tase people. They don't try to assess the situation. They don't try, as you said, to de-escalate the situation or really even try to ascertain what's going on. We had a situation here in Austin where there was a car accident, and the fellow that was involved in the car accident, I believe it was diabetes, but it was some kind of a physical condition where he was essentially unable to talk. And the cop came up and started telling him to get out of the car and do this or that. And the guy just sat there, wouldn't talk to the car, to the cop. And he started to threaten him with a taser and then eventually tasered this guy who was physically unable to respond to him. So the question is, at this point, I guess, have you heard anything from the police department other than it's up to the officer's discretion as to how and when he uses force?
Well, it's just the basic generic statements that they had to taser her to save her life from running into traffic. But I have a tape recording from the witness, the taxi driver, that said that was absolutely not the case, that the police were lying, in fact, that she was not in any danger. They had her cornered. The traffic was completely stopped. There was no need to taser whatsoever. And I can play that audio. I did interview the guy this morning.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Let's play that. That's audio that you interviewed the taxi driver who was the eyewitness to this?
Yeah, Adam.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
The officers are lying. They're lying out their teeth. The girl was not in danger of being run over. I had all the traffic stops. The officer had the traffic stops. We need to pursue this. Okay. Just tell the camera hold.
And we talked for a good 45 minutes, and he detailed the whole situation. They had traffic stopped. There was no danger that she was in. There was no danger. The freeway traffic was completely stopped. And obviously, my daughter was, she's not an aggressive type. She doesn't attack people. She was just intent on cruising down the road and doing her thing. That's kind of how these autistic kids do their thing. They put their sight on a direction and they go.
Right. Well, I guess the question, though, is that they're using these tasers almost like whips. Do what I say, or I'm going to electronically whip you.
Right.
What do you think is the answer to this as a parent? What would you like to see happen?
Well, in this circumstance, what I would like to have seen happen is the officer or whoever to walk up, grab her by the hand and say, come on, sweetie, get in the car. She's very cooperative in that respect. She loves cars. She always, I mean, she hops in strangers' cars just out of nowhere if someone is nice to her. I mean, she's obsessed with cars and going places. So she sees the freeway as a place to go places. I mean, she doesn't understand these things at all.
Absolutely.
It'd be perfectly easy to determine that the situation is a handicap job. To walk up, grab her by the hand, say, come on, sweetie, let's get in the car. And you'd think it was actually a female officer. It was not a male officer. It was a female officer.
Well, I would think even a female officer wouldn't be physically afraid of an 11-year-old girl that's not acting aggressively. As you said, she's just walking along the side of the highway.
Well, what's there to be afraid of if you're an armed, trained officer?
Exactly.
Anyway, no traffic coming. And here's a naked little girl. What's there to be afraid of? I mean, either she's... I mean, they have to apprehend defensive and offensive male and female subjects all the time that might be armed and might do this. It seems obvious that with a naked child, it would be pretty easy to apprehend and get the child to a safe area without...
You can't make the case that maybe she's got some kind of a concealed weapon. You know, even though we're talking about an 11-year-old child, I mean, the typical excuses that these people have are, well, I thought they had a weapon or they pulled a weapon. You can see that the child's got nothing at all. Like you said, totally naked, empty-handed, walking alongside the road, an 11-year-old girl, and it's necessary to just taser her because she's not following the orders of her lords and masters in uniform.
Right, and she wasn't pursuing the officer. She was still doing a thing, wandering down the freeway. They had traffic completely stopped by the witness account, and they shot her in the back.
Mm.
Not in the front. She wasn't approaching them. She wasn't weaving into traffic or anything. They had traffic completely stopped. So they use the taser now as a first means of apprehending suspects. It's supposed to be basically a barrier between having to shoot or use lethal force.
That's right.
But now it's just a way of apprehending anybody.
It's become so common. We get these stories all the time because it's a story that we're concerned about here at InfoWars. We're concerned about civil liberties. We're concerned about an out-of-control government. So people send us these stories all the time. We see so much of this, and there's no concern about the use of tasers. It's just random procedure. And as you said, it's become the first thing they do. They don't even stop and think about it. I think what's needed at the local level is we've got to have some politicians who are going to say, every time they do this, it's going to be treated as if it was a shooting. There's going to be an investigation. And I think there needs to be an investigation when the police use force, even non-lethal force. There needs to be an investigation as to whether or not that force is warranted or not. And I think that investigation needs to be done by a group of citizens, not internally, not having the foxes guarding the chicken house, so to speak. They're not going to police themselves, basically. We have to know who's going to police the police, who's going to watch the watchers. That's always the question in a society that wants to remain free. And if we don't have the answer to that question, we're not going to remain free.
Well, also, you have to kind of recognize that in order to apprehend a suspect, you have to assault them. You have to commit a crime in order to apprehend somebody. I mean, that's an assault, blatant assault on a child in order to apprehend them. If anybody did that in a different situation, they would be charged with assault. So the government has this means of creating legislation in order to monopolize that they're the only ones that can get away with assaulting people. The police can get away with tasing, shooting, and beating people up in order to apprehend them. And a lot of them aren't even guilty of a crime. They're just suspected of one. So government has this nature of creating legislation, so they're the only ones that can get away with committing the acts of assault or whatever. And then it's perfectly acceptable for the government to do it.
And it's very instructive, too, when we look at the gun control debate. What they're talking about is essentially giving the government a monopoly on the use of force. And as you're just talking about, when they have that kind of monopoly, like in a situation where they walk up and there's an unarmed 11-year-old girl, how do they respond? And this is not an isolated case. This is a pattern of behavior that we see over and over again. If you want to know what's going to happen when only the police have guns, when only the criminals have guns, then take a look at Mexico. Take a look at Chicago. These are not the kind of people that we can trust with a monopoly on force. There has to be some oversight, and there has to be essentially a deterrent, knowing that other people have arms, I think. But it's something that's very disturbing to see that they can do whatever they please. There's never any accountability. There's never any guidelines for the use of tasers. I don't know of any guidelines for the use of tasers. It always seems to be at the discretion of the police force in every location I've looked at.
Well, journalism, I mean, is supposed to be kind of the countermeasure towards government getting away with whatever they want. But what happens is journalism and the network media get in kind of, forgive the term, but in an incestuous relationship to where the media needs the government and the government needs the media. The media isn't serving us necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
They're serving themselves.
Oh, absolutely. The media has been consolidated down to about five big companies. And they basically, whether you're talking about local issues or whether you're talking about big national issues of civil liberties, they take the government's side. They're the government's mouthpiece. They make the excuses for the government.
Right. And so it becomes a single kind of organism, if you will, that really doesn't have our interests in mind as far as citizenry. They have their own interests in mind. And the media needs the government, and the government needs the media. It becomes one kind of thing. And it certainly doesn't have the citizenry's interest in mind. And what confines the government? The Constitution. So wouldn't the government have the most interest in dismantling what confines it? I mean, and they've been systematically doing it over the years, case by case and incident by incident. They'll use whatever they can to dismantle various rights systematically over the years. So basically,
that's exactly what whistleblower Drake said. NSA whistleblower Drake said, he said, after 9/11, the government took off the chains of the Constitution. We had Patrick Henry say, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Well, they've cut those chains now, and they're pretty much doing anything that they want to. Well, thank you so much for coming forward and speaking out about this. I'm very sorry that happened to your daughter. Hopefully, some good will come of it as people realize that we need to get some control over the conduct of the police. Will be.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We were just talking in the last break to a father whose 11-year-old daughter was tasered by the police. Rather than talk to her, rather than try to ascertain why she was walking alongside the road without any clothes, calmly walking alongside the road, according to the eyewitness cab driver who called the police, they just tasered her. She didn't obey their orders. They just tasered her. They could see that she didn't have any weapons because she wasn't wearing any clothes. She's autistic. That's why she was out at that time. They didn't try to ascertain that. And the question is, what are we going to do to try to control government at the local level? And it's getting worse. The 2014 National Defense Authorization Act is now being constructed, and it's getting worse every year with this. If you remember last year, I think the first one that came out was in 2012, and remember Barack Obama was not going to sign that, and he said he didn't need it, and then at the last minute on a New Year's Eve, he signed it and then said, don't worry, I'm not going to enforce it. Then when it came up for reauthorization, they said that they were going to put some protections in it, and we had Dianne Feinstein come in and put a fig leaf amendment in it that Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers and others argued really wasn't going to do anything, but it gave cover to senators who might have to oppose it because of their commitments to civil liberties. It actually got unanimous support in the Senate and never got to be tested, because when it went to the joint committee to be reconciled between the Senate and the House, McCain and the House members just arbitrarily threw that out. And so it stood just as it was the year before. Well, now it's coming around again for 2014, and it's actually going to get worse. What they're doing is, and we talked about this at the beginning, they, just like with the immigration bill, they do things that violate the law or they don't enforce the law. And then what they come in and do later is they pass a law that justifies what they've been doing all along. And that's what we're seeing happening with the NDAA Act. We know that for a long time the government has been tapping people's phone lines. We know that they've been storing data. They've been mining the data. This is starting to come out now, just the tip of it, just the tip of it with Ed Snowden's releases. They're still talking about how, don't worry, it's only the metadata. Well, that's not what we're hearing from NSA whistleblowers. They're telling us it's everything, and they're telling us that it's been stored. As a matter of fact, there's a interview with one of the original NSA whistleblowers on the BoilingFrogs.com website. Now, that's Cybell Edmonds' site. She has been one of the premier whistleblowers. Daniel Ellsberg called her one of the most important whistleblowers ever, said she was more important than the revelations that he had about the Pentagon Papers. Cybell Edmonds was an FBI translator, and she had information that the FBI was actually working with al-Qaeda leading up to 9/11. And they came after her pretty hard. But she's got a site here. She talks to another NSA whistleblower, Russ Tice. And this is something you need to go by and take a look at on their website. In this video, Mr. Tice explains in detail how the NSA targets, sucks in, stores, analyzes, and illegally obtained content from the masses in the United States. And he maintains that the new data center that's being built in Utah, the NSA's Utah facility, is already operating and online. We've been told that it's not going to come online and start operating until sometime in September. He says it's already online. He reveals that the NSA is a deep state that targets and wiretaps U.S. political candidates for their own purpose. And that's a very interesting revelation, because if they can come after political candidates, and he mentions a Supreme Court judge that is now sitting, he doesn't mention by name, if they can blackmail and investigate judges and CIA directors, they can come after you as well. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.